Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Off the ball, rugby.
There was so much debate about Carberry around 7 or 8 years ago, and here we have a guy now playing for Bordeaux in France and kind of discarded by the Irish system as well. And
join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Welcome along to the Kickback. Myself and Vinnie Perth have just been watching a rare thing, a Manchester City victory in the Premier League, only their second in their last 10 games. They beat Leicester by 2-0. I don't know if they even deserved it though, did they?
No, Leicester were the better side for a long period of time, particularly in that second half. Leicester came out and were very almost City-esque in terms of how they dominate possession, picked holes in the setup of City. And as much as City have won and they've moved on to 31 points and they're backing around teams around them in that Champions League spots, it looks like they've got problems there structurally in terms of the team as well. And far be it for me to be telling Pep Guardiola, the best coach probably ever, that there's something wrong the way he has the team set up. But the Rico Lewis situation going into midfield, and Leicester were able to exploit that down that side. So yeah, you'd have real concerns about City. And look, a lot of good things happened for them. Haaland getting back in the score sheet, De Bruyne getting 90 minutes because it feels like he needs it. But they were lacklustre today, it must be said.
I don't know at this stage if there's much new we can bring to the conversation around City, because we've been talking about it non-stop for 6-7 weeks at this stage. But again today, does it just highlight what Rodri brings, not so much even in the defensive part? Is his absence one of the reasons that De Bruyne and Foden just look so ineffectual in comparison to where they were over the last couple of years? Are they not getting the ball as quickly as they would have in the same sort of areas that they would have, or what's going on that both of them felt didn't have any great impact? Foden, I know, had the shot and the build up to the goal, but that was about it.
I actually think there's three answers to that question. One is yes, I think he's that good. Like we all know, Rodri is an outstanding player. He's probably the best in that position in world football. But I think if everybody was fit, John Stones could do that position to a point. So it shouldn't make such a massive difference. Obviously, John Stones can't, and they've had to try different situations. Also, then I think you've got to look at the players of Man City. It doesn't look like they're firing on cylinders. I know De Bruyne has been injured, but God, he looks like he's, you know, needs game times. He's got I called it a red face in commentary quite early in the game, because he looks like he's trying to catch a second wind, and you know that as anyone that has ever played just feels like he's off it.
But he didn't even start in the game against Everton.
But he's obviously not fit enough at the moment. Foden looks like he's playing out on the right, and we know he's played out on the right for a long period of time, but he's not involved in the game. There's not an energy, there's not an intensity to their play. Looks like they're down gears, and it looks like they're a tired looking side in that forward area. So the two of them would make that would make a big difference. And I also think they went away to Leicester today, who didn't have the same respect as they would have for City maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and had a go off them. And James Justin, the right back, was probably their most attacking threat in many ways. The three behind Vardy were exceptional, but James Justin wasn't. They weren't afraid to get the right back on. And then without the ball, Leicester are playing with this really narrow 4-4-2 that so many clubs in the Premiership are doing. So City can find them pockets of space to find De Bruyne or Bernardo Silva. and they aren't firing on all cylinders. They're not getting into those positions quick enough. So the three of those sort of answers to your question is a combination of why City are struggling, and obviously their injuries are making a huge effect. Would Guardiola admit to that? Probably not, but they certainly don't look like they've got the same intensity, don't look as fit as they should be, and maybe that's down to injury, to be fair.
Savinho got the opening goal for them today, his first goal in a Manchester City jersey. I think it's 23 games in all competitions, and you know, any player who comes in an attacking role for Manchester City, you expect them to hit the ground running, you expect them to get a lot of chances, to create a lot of chances, scored one, set up one. Is today potentially a turning point for him, or what are your thoughts on what he brings?
Well, that's probably number four. The question before that, like, will he start the next game? You know, there's been a lot of rotation, and Pep has always done that. He's always often thought about different bits and pieces. I think that's fine when you're playing really, really well. The challenge is they're not playing well enough, and it feels like someone like Savinho needs to play a couple of games in a row to find his rhythm, find that. Like, if you think of the second goal, it's a brilliant stand up for Haaland to head it back where it came from. It looks like him and Haaland have a bit of an understanding, but if he's going to leave him out in the next game for Doku, for argument's sake, then it's going to be hard to find that rhythm. And it feels like players like that need some game time. De Bruyne has got 90 minutes today. He definitely needs that. Foden just doesn't look right. So again, what way does the manager approach the next game? Does he make two or three changes in the front area? But I thought Savinho was excellent at times. Second half he went out of game, but that was more his team were suffering. But when he was in the forward area, he looked really good. But we've seen Doku do the same thing. Go back, I mentioned a couple of times today, go back to when City were excellent earlier on in the month against Forest. He won 3-0. He was excellent and he missed the following game. So you wonder, is the manager overthinking things at the moment and looking for solutions?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and in any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
As to what happens next, like you mentioned that Forest game, we sort of all thought that that was the low point and that the comeback would begin then. If anything, it's got progressively worse since then. Like, the January transfer window will be open by the time they play again. They play not till next Saturday, but there's a spell then from sort of the end of January on where they play Paris Saint-Germain in what's going to be an important game in the Champions League for both of those clubs. They've two Champions League matches. They play Chelsea, Arsenal, Liverpool, Tottenham, all in the space of a month. Are there things they can do in terms of recruitment? Are there players in the Premier League, players around Europe at different clubs that you feel they could go after, aggressively spend a bit more than they're worth to get them in, who could fill that Rodri-sized hole or bring something different?
I have to say, I think, like, they need to bring in a couple of players. Obviously the month of January is quite enough coin to them in terms of the FA Cup and some easier, for want of a better word, games. Nothing's easy for City at the moment, but absolutely need to add some players into it, whether it's a somebody like a Paulina, a Fulham, somebody who's a stopgap till the end of the season, a number six who's more natural. Like Kovac done it today, Rigolus came in beside him, but it didn't look natural to them. It just doesn't feel right in terms of what they're looking to do. As I said, John Stones could do that role, but he needs everybody fit, and Aki went off again today, so it looks like he might miss it a couple of games. I think the biggest mistake they've made is you look at the fullback areas, and I know they've gone with centre halves in the left back position, but there's no doubt that he doesn't fancy Kyle Walker. That he's come off, his form has come off a clip. Rico Lewis has done okay today, but isn't at the level required if a team's going to win a Premiership or a Champions League this year, and to get them back to the very best. Feels like, for me, go out and buy a six and a couple of fullbacks, and that's sort of what they have to do. They've got quality up front, you just got to trust them and give them game time and sort out. It feels like they're very open, giving away too many chances at the back. So many stages today, Phil Foden ended up in the right back position because of the structure of the team. So he's got to fix that. He needs them players in the offensive areas. So a lot to fix there, and Look, they've got the best manager in the world, so, but he wouldn't be used to this. He's used to winning, winning.
And they're back up to fifth in the table. Obviously, we have to wait and see what happens with the charges and potential punishment and all that, whether they'll be in the Champions League. I presume you don't see any way back for them in the title race.
It feels like if they were just chasing Liverpool and they were 10, 11 points behind Liverpool, if it was them in second as such, I could see them putting them under a bit of pressure. But it feels like Chelsea and Arsenal are ahead of them in form at the moment, ahead of them in terms of the structure of their team.
And so, that wasn't the performance of a team that are going to win 20 games in a row.
And yeah, if they'd have won today 2-0 and were outstanding and brilliant, you'd have a little bit in your mind going, I'd be loath to write off this City team. And I still am a little bit, but it didn't feel like we were watching a team who are capable of being a champion of anything this season.
And what about Leicester then? Because it's one win and 11 now. They brought Ruud van Nistelrooy in. Brian Barry Murphy, who was working with us up until a couple of weeks ago, has gone in this week as his assistant manager. Jamie Vardy's the one man you want that chance falling to when it's 1-0 and he volleys over. Was there enough there to suggest that they'll be alright, that they can survive?
Yeah, there was, absolutely. I thought they were very good. You go back to the last two games, a lot of people would have seen the Stephen Day performance against Liverpool. You look at the game today, there was a lot of really good play. I thought, to be fair to Van Nistelrooy, he got it right. Like Justin Benanotti played in a sort of number 10 position, came in off the right and allowed Justin get forward, really hurt City down that side. A lot of really good play, a couple of really good chances. Vardy chance from 5 yards is a game changer. I think if he scores that, Leicester probably go on and win the game. But there's a lot of stuff to like about this Leicester side. The challenge they have is they're not winning games as much as playing well, and the pressure will come, the fans will become a little bit disillusioned, and they know the pain that comes with being relegated. It was hard enough to get back into this league. Wouldn't surprise me if in the next 4 or 5 games they don't pick up points, that the club make another change, and people will say Van Nistelrooy only get this amount of time. Well, that's football at the highest level, because the financial sort of loss for being relegated, will Leicester can't afford that, so he's got to get a couple of results and quickly.
All right, great stuff, Eddie. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just $3. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.